We're going to start now by talking about the issue and the conviction of a Killarney man, Billy Burns, who had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to the murder of his mother, Miriam, at their home in Killarney in August 2022. The 55-year-old was found guilty of the murder of his mother in Kerry more than 3 years ago. Frank Rainey, News Talk Chorus correspondent, was at yesterday's result, and he spoke to me, first of all, giving me a background to how this case has gone since it started.
Well, I'm sure your listeners will be very familiar with this story. This goes back to various dates in August of 2022. Billy Burns, now 55 years of age, he had returned to the Killarney area having been away for some time. His mother was living there on her own at an address in Ord Shanavuli. And we heard that she was 75 years of age, mother of four adult children, one of whom was obviously the accused, Billy Burns. He had actually arrived back to Killarney on the 10th of August 2022. And when he came back, he didn't seem to have any accommodation. He was living rough in an area that I'm sure will be very familiar to you and your listeners, around the Roscastle area. And he called to his mother's home 2 days after returning to Killarney on the 12th of August. That was at around lunchtime. And that visit seemed to end badly. There was an argument between them. He later told Gardaí it was an argument about money. And he left, seemed to storm out of the house. Witnesses described seeing him slam the door as he left. And he screamed an obscenity that I won't share with your listeners at this hour back into the house towards his mother. She then contacted family and friends and on Garda Síochána Síochána to tell them what had happened. But she didn't make any formal complaint at that point. He left, but did return to the house later that night. He returned it at about 10 o'clock, stayed there overnight. As she was last seen, we heard, alive by a neighbour at about sometime between 10:30 or 8:30 rather, and 10 o'clock, a neighbour saw her through a window. Gardaí, once the murder investigation got underway, their investigation revealed that the TV programme that she was watching came to an end on the device that she was using sometime before midnight. Her phone activity also ceased at that point. And it was the prosecution's case that Billy Burns had killed her sometime between his arrival at the house at 10 p.m. and the early hours of the following morning. Now, he pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. So he had effectively said to the jury, I caused her death. But the question for them to decide, the real, I suppose, where the real dispute lay, was whether or not he was criminally responsible. We heard about post-mortem evidence. We heard how she died. Miriam Burns died as a result of manual strangulation. Billy Burns had used his own hands to strangle her. She suffered blunt force trauma to the head. He was seen there again the following morning and back at the house later that day at about 7:30. He left then on a bike with a rucksack on his back. He went back to the Roscastle area with items from her house, which he then tried to dispose by throwing in a fire. A piece of her nightdress was recovered from a fire, for example. Other items that linked him to the crime scene and what happened to his mother. And prosecution put forward the case that they were deliberate attempts to destroy evidence, try and cover up what he did. Her body wasn't actually found then until the 15th of August. Other children of hers, siblings of Billy Burns, became concerned. And when they hadn't heard from her, asked neighbours to check in with her. They used a spare key to get into the house, and they found her lying on the floor of her living room. And she was pronounced dead at that point.
Yeah, no, Burns had denied to Gardaí any involvement in his mother's death, and he talked about his movements on the day, and as you said, he made attempts to destroy evidence related to the killing. The prosecution had argued all of that, and there was a key, I suppose, point of difference in what the prosecution and the defence were saying. Burns' treating psychiatrist, Dr. Eugene Morgan, was called by the defence. He said he was suffering from conditions which qualified him for a verdict, whereas Dr. Stephen Monks, consultant psychiatrist, Central Mental Hospital, said different.
That's precisely it, Gerry. In these types of cases, what it comes down to when you have a special verdict put forward by a defendant like Billy Burns of not guilty by reason of insanity, the actual act and the person, I suppose, who was physically responsible for taking a person's life isn't really in dispute. It's their mental state of mind at the time and whether or not that mental disorder that a person was suffering at the time was enough to, I suppose, limit you know, their understanding of what they were doing. You know, they would have to prove, and it is, the onus is on the defence to prove that they didn't understand what they were doing, that they didn't know what they were doing was wrong, and that they were unable, and this is crucial, and it was particularly important in this case, that the mental disorder rendered them incapable of refraining from doing what they did. In this case, obviously, Billy Burns killing his mother. Now, more often than not, in these types of cases, medical experts are usually on the same page when it comes to a genuine case of criminal insanity, and they will offer assessments for the jury, but it will ultimately be left to the jury to decide on the facts. That wasn't the case here. What you had here was the defence putting forward a psychiatrist called Dr. Eugene Morgan. He is a consultant psychiatrist with about 50 years experience. He saw Billy Burns 11 days after the killing while he was on remand in Cork prison. And we heard evidence from him. He found him to be hypomanic, worsening to mania. And he concluded that he had bipolar affective disorder. We heard that he was later transferred to Central Mental Hospital for treatment with high dose antipsychotic medication. He told the jury that Billy Burns was suffering a relapse of bipolar disorder due to poor medication compliance and illicit substance misuse at the time of the assault. And we did hear that he had a history of drug and alcohol abuse. Now, in his opinion, because of the mental illness, this expert told the jury that Billy Burns did not know the nature and quality of his actions, was unable to judge whether they were wrong, and was likely then unable to refrain from his actions. So in his opinion, he met the criteria for that special verdict of not guilty by reason of insanity. Now, his evidence was in direct contrast to a lot of the evidence put forward by the prosecution's expert, Dr. Stephen Monks, who is a consultant psychiatrist at the Central Mental Hospital. He went through all of Billy Burns' statements with Gardaí, his psychiatric history that went back as far as 1991. He watched the Garda interviews, as well as sitting down and interviewing Billy Burns himself. He told the jury that Billy Burns told him that he had been binging on alcohol, smoking cannabis and crack cocaine in the week before he killed his mother, and that the intoxication likely caused or worsened a relapse of bipolar symptoms. Now, in law, intoxication is not a defence, so that wasn't something that the jury could have considered as a defence. But I suppose that was something that was put forward by the prosecution when they were highlighting this evidence, because interestingly, and this is where the two experts differed, because Dr. Stephen Monks, unlike the defence's expert, did not agree that he satisfied any of the criteria that I spoke about. He did accept that Billy Burns was manic or hypomanic and probably intoxicated, but found it more likely that he was not psychotic. He noted no prior Billy Burns had told Gardaí that he was hearing voices telling him to kill his mother. But this expert said there was no prior history of what are known as auditory hallucinations. So he disagreed with the expert on that account. He said that Burns understood the nature and quality of his actions, knew that what he was doing was wrong, and could have refrained from killing his mother. And he said, he concluded by saying that the mental illness that he was suffering from, and he did agree, as I say, he did agree that he was suffering from a mental illness at the time, but he said it didn't account for his long-standing aggression and abuse towards his mother over many years. And that, I suppose, we'll never know exactly how the jury arrived at its decision, but one would suspect that was why the jury came back with its verdict of guilty of murder yesterday.
Yeah. And look, the judge thanked the jury for their service, exempted them for jury duty for a period of 5 years. But she also spoke of the incredible integrity of the Burns family, that what they had shown throughout the trial and the insight the court had received into Miriam Burns, a wonderful person.
Yeah, the jury would have heard from a number of family members throughout the trial. Obviously, a very difficult process for all of them. Not easy to go through these proceedings, even harder one would expect to take the stand and to give evidence against a sibling, as was the case here. We heard from Sharon Kelleher. She is the eldest sibling of the Burns family. She said that she had a beautiful childhood until Billy started taking drugs in his teenage years at about 15 years of age. After that, she said that he became erratic and verbally abusive towards their mother. She told the jury that she recalled him saying that he'd put their mother in the ground and then later telling her that he loved her. They had a very complex relationship, and it was clear for all to see that Miriam stood by her son, really wanted to help him, did her utmost to help him, even as an adult when he went through so many difficult years. She was there for him, and he repaid her by taking her life in such a violent and despicable way. But Sharon, in her evidence, also described Miriam as knowing that Billy could be dangerous. And as I said, she said that she was always trying to help him, and she got the brunt of it then when he was coming down off drugs. She confirmed that he broke their mother's jaw in 1993. And she also recalled how her mother had texted her on the day that Billy Burns had called to her house in Killarney back on the 12th of August 2022. And she said that her mother had told her that he was in a bad way. She described him as unrecognisable, psychotic. And Sharon advised her to lock the doors, to contact the Gardaí, and not to let him back in. And sadly, as we know, she did contact Gardaí, but she didn't make a formal complaint. So I suppose their hands were tied in terms of what they could do. And she did let him back in, or he got back into the house at some point later that night. And we all know what happened afterwards. Shane Burns had travelled from Australia to be there for the trial. He also gave evidence. He's a younger brother of Billy and of Sharon. And he said that he grew up in fear of Billy. He said that he was always angry, mainly towards their mother. And if anyone tried to intervene, they'd get it from Billy. And he recalled a number of incidents. One that springs to mind is Billy scalding Sharon with an iron after she told him to calm down. Again, that was during an argument with their mother. And he said that Billy would often steal money or cigarettes from their mother's purse. He had seen him push or restrain her. Sometimes she'd be left with bruises, but she would tell anybody that asked that she had taken a fall. And also, Jerry, we heard from a sister of the deceased, Helen O'Leary. She told the court that she had urged Miriam, this is about 3 weeks before the killing, that she'd have to let Billy go, but that Miriam didn't want to hear it. She was a devoted mother by all accounts. She tried her best to help her son, and Helen described her sister as a saint, especially considering what Billy had put her through for years. And the judge did note, you're right to say that the judge did note that, and she said she returned to it at the sentence hearing later this week. She did say that the family had held themselves in such high regard throughout the trial. They had approached it with such dignity and integrity. And she said that it was clear for all to see through their testimony that Miriam Burns was a gorgeous mother, gorgeous woman, was how she described her, a wonderful person. And she did say we'd have an opportunity on Friday at the sentence hearing to hear from the family if they wish to give victim impact statements. And the judge said she returned to that. But this was undoubtedly a very difficult trial for the family to sit through, not only because they had a brother, sitting in the dock accused of murdering their mother, but also, as the prosecuting barrister Sean Guerin put it in his closing address, this was a man that was trying to pull the wool over the jury's eyes by presenting himself as psychotic to obtain an insanity verdict. Billy Burns, according to Sean Guerin, was essentially trying to trick the jury, trying to use this special verdict to his advantage. And Mr. Guerin said that the real drivers in this case were long-term abuse of drugs and alcohol and anger towards his mother. He said it was nothing to do with mental illness. And the jury did take some time. Ordinarily, in these types of cases, jury deliberations, in my experience, don't take very long. But the jury were sent out last Thursday. They spent over 6 hours considering all of the evidence. This was a very diligent jury. And they returned yesterday afternoon with that guilty verdict.
Okay, Frank, well, listen, thanks very much for taking us through all of that case this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's Frank Rainey, News Talk Cork correspondent, talking about that case. And it moves on to Friday now for sentencing. We'll have all the details for you on that very difficult, very tragic case here in Killarney. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667 123 666. We'll have more on Kerry today after we take these.